Blog Talk Radio.
That wasn't a gun. It was a wallet, my nigga. The cops done played target practice with a lot of my niggas. Poured out liquor for a lot of my niggas. So much they bottled it, built a liquor store, and put a fucking lottery in it. We in a lottery, nigga. The lives of a lot of these niggas. They picking sevens and they scratching off a lot of these niggas. I done sent birthday cards to parents with nothing but apologies. And I'm like, I'm sorry, Mr. Rainey Shumba. I was going to marry your daughter. And you know I want to thank you for the way that she was brought up. And you know that I was smiling when you seen that cardboard. And you sent tears from heaven when you seen that boy you brought up. But how can Kanye complain about what the accident did to his left eye? Because they shot that boy in his left eye. Let the fly right towards his right eye. He only fly in terms that he just died because the nurse cut right through his polo shirt like, motherfuck your fly. I'm trying to keep you alive. I'm going to be the one who got to tell your mother you just died. Went to school, became a nurse, told me clean up niggas like you. Scared to have a son because he's going to look like a nigga like you. And you want to know why educated motherfuckers don't come back to the hood because it's explaining niggas like you.
Smooches. Women, 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 women of words. That's right. We are back live with Smooches Radio, the number one independent woman-owned radio venture, smooching love, hugs, and kisses all around the globe. And that right there was Jasmine Manns. That's right. Quest the Pharaoh from one of our poetry lofts. Out of the SoundCloud collection of poetry, spoken word. And I want to talk a little bit about women. I have never seen a month of women where we are not celebrating each other online, on social networks. I do not see women sending energy messages, blessed energy messages to each other. And I want to say we are totally responsible for what we post. And when we post things that are of a more of a masculine nature, meaning that we're hating on each other, meaning that we are very argumentative with each other, meaning we can't give each other, you know, a live smooch. And that's what it's all about tonight. I want you guys to call in 626-213-5635. I had to vibe off of Jasmine Manns because definitely I needed something to get our vibration up. We want to send this message out to the women out there that are looking and waiting for a platform to be able to smooch your essence. That's right. We want to smooch it 365, 24/7. That's right. And we want to make sure that we give it to our listeners all month long. We are celebrating women's history. Women, women, women. It's all about the women this month. It's all about the gender. It's all about diversity, but it is so much about femininity. It's about the flower. It's about the perfumed species. That's right. We stay looking good. We love our essence, but the thing about it is the world is having a hard time being able to accept women. I want to know what your thoughts are on this. I want to know why it is that when a woman uses foul language, she is less than a woman. She is not womanly. Like, I want to know when a woman says that she deserves a crown, why a lot of people look at her as if she just said a bad word. We are looking for our nature, and our original nature is Mother Nature. It's all about the woman. I love that last one, but I want to bring you back to one that we believe is one of the best motivational expressions that we have found in a very long time. That's right. We're going to bring it right back with Sade Burrell, because we want you to listen to her, and then we're going to follow up and let you hear the rest of Jasmine Manns, the rest of her mantra, as she tells you a little bit about what's going on and how the women out here relate to what's going on with all of the problems that are out there and all of the things that are going on. How do we express ourselves? But check it out, Sade Burrell, motivation for your ears. Right here on Smooches Radio.
Not too long ago, I was going through a situation, a devastating situation. Although I was going through this devastating situation, I had a lot of great positive things going on in my life, actually. I just got accepted into graduate school at USC. I just received a scholarship from the Topping Scholar, one of the most competitive scholarships on campus. Out of the thousands of people who applied, I was chosen. Only two graduate students were chosen for this particular scholarship, and I got it out of everyone. Everything else in my life was going great. I was happy, healthy, but this one situation just came out of the blue. I didn't know how I was going to deal with it. But I remember my scholarship. They took us on a retreat. They took us on a retreat for about 3-4 days. And I came back home. And my uncle, he picked me up and he said three things to me that always stuck with me. And I never forgot it. The first thing he said to me is, "Don't you drop out of that program." I looked at him. I said, "I'm not going to drop out, Uncle Troy." The second thing he said to me was, "Sade, you tried to make something grow in a season it was never supposed to grow in. Sometimes things are meant to last for a season, and then you go on to the next season." I looked at him. I said, "Wow, that's powerful." But the last thing he said to me, it really got me. I never forgot it. We were driving, and he was looking at the road, and something was on the radio, and he turned the radio down, and he said, "Sade, you're reaching for crumbs when there is a cake in front of you." He said, "You're reaching for crumbs when there's a cake in front of you. You're focusing so much on this situation that you're going through that you can't even see that there's a cake in front of you, right in front of you." And I looked at him and I said, "Wow, that's true." So when I got home, I started thinking about this, and I never forgot. It just stayed on me. I said, "How do I know what the cake is? What is the cake?" And I went back to that conversation. My uncle had identified what the cake was and what the crumbs was right in front of me. First of all, the cake was graduate school. It was getting me to the next level in my career that would allow me to grow as an individual, grow and to support my family. So when he said, "Don't you drop out of school," that was the cake. And then when he said, "Shawty, you're trying to make strawberries grow in a season they were never meant to grow in," he was referring to the crumb. That was the crumb. Here I am trying to plant something that cannot be planted in the season and will not grow. And yet I'm still watering it every day and I'm standing right by it. And it never grows.
Stop it. Stop it. Stay focused.
You think I'm going to let you down now, don't you? I've known you my whole damn life, okay? This is not easy for me.
Stay focused. Don't worry.
Some things were meant to come into your life for a season, and they were meant to leave. There are other things that come in your life for a season, and they stay. So one of the things I started to think about was, well, people always tell you what you should do. Nobody tells you how you should do it. You should forgive. Well, how do I forgive? You should let go. How do I let go? Build your team. You want to build your team because your team...
If you're down with me, I'm down with you.
Your team is going to be the ones, when you get back on that floor and you start picking up them crumbs all over again, your team is going to be standing there with their arms folded saying, "Get up off that floor and stop picking up them crumbs and let's get to this cake."
Come on, man. Put it up. Come on. Brothers on three. Let's go. 1, 2, 3. Brothers.
That's what your team is going to do. Your team is going to lift you up when you go back to those crumbs because, believe it or not, you just might go back to those crumbs. And your team needs to be there to pick you up. How do you build this team? My team consisted of attorneys, scientists, women with wisdom, men with wisdom, people who are contributing a great amount of passion to our society. That's what my team consists of now. Build your team, build your circle. That is what you do. Sometimes the crumbs have to do with a lot of hurt, a lot of pain, past situations, and we're still reaching for them. We're trying to rebuild it. You can't make a beautiful cake out of crumbs. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to sit there and tell people, "I'm eating a $20,000 cake. I'm tired of eating $20 cake. I'm tired of it." And when you get sick and tired enough, you let go of that $20 cake. My cake is going to be $20,000
Don't ever let somebody tell you you can't do something. Not even me. Alright? You got a dream, you gotta protect it. People can't do something themselves, they wanna tell you you can't do it. You want something, go get it. Period.
So with that being said, what are you reaching for? Cake or crumb? But remember, you can't have both. Sade Verrell, stand for something.
Sade, a young and very motivational speaker, and you can find more of her motivational topics on YouTube. And she's also a great world speaker, and she has booking information on her website. So please go and check it out. We definitely play this from time to time, but Women's Month, we have to play it more often because this right here, this particular expression, this particular essence of Sade is something that we believe that should permeate into your soul and help and lift you up just a little bit more today than you were yesterday. If you thought that maybe you were becoming a little lost and frustrated, if you thought that maybe, you know, being a woman was one of the worst things that you could be because, you know, there are so many things that women have got to carry. But you just lessens your burden when you listen to that. I say smooches to cake, not crumbs. How about you? Sade Verrell, an exclusive motivational expression right here on Smooches Radio. So we're talking about women, women, women. We are promoting women all month. You know, this is a woman-owned radio adventure. And when people ask me about this radio venture, I tell them one of the things that I tell them is that, you know, we have got to give honor to women. Women have possibly had one of the hardest mountains to climb since the beginning of time. And so we just give honor to the women, women of words, because there was a time not too long ago that women would not be able to be as vocal as we are now. And women, I must tell you, I'm a woman who's very vocal, but we're learning, you know, there's a time and a place, and there's levels to your vocalization. And so we just have to get that under control. But one of the things that you don't have to get under control, you don't have to get under control, is your expression, your essence. You can share it right here on Smooches Radio. Please just call in. But this broadcast has just a special meaning to me. And I just want to acknowledge that there's just been such a struggle for equality. There have been blurred lines of femininity and transformation. Our transformation to diversity is one of the greatest things that's going to happen in our time. And so I just invite women, dedicated, creative, humbled, and ready to speak with wisdom and experience and spirituality to our show. Just share this show. Please share this with someone you know that has a light in them. Please, smooches.
And the beauty she shares openly, he celebrates the volumes of lyrical poetry, quoting verses to describe his familiarity with her picture, while the look in his desensitized eyes beholds her exposures of emotionally mature media. His love for art comes alive in her, and she paints her aura in his cornea, and he sees his presence in her future, in the now, where wormholes transport pupils as they project realities together, and naked impressions are a permanent fixture forever. And she flashes before his eyes, and he returns the favor by extending two high fives and gives her a perfect 10. He loves her art, and he visits her gallery again. While she puts her guard down, he observes all that she's exhibiting, and out comes the result, and out pours the tears for her. More light smiles of a clown, and the more he'll make to marry her, and outlive her desire for fire. And in her thermal state, he precipitates. takes his burns as his bridges fall down and his sister bears witness to her. And from a distance, he navigates through the ether to be near her. And so she sculptures her nipples to send him liquid smoke signals as her moisture drips a trail of chemicals like a Milky Way, drawing him closer to his dreamy visuals. As reflected in her watery mirror, as her beauty screams, he loves my black body, because she's an artist who's serious about her self-esteem. He loves her truth and shares her reality. Although she's naked, he knows she's not nasty. Although she's unprotected, he knows that she's not naughty. And whenever she is feeling bad, she knows she can come to him and release some carbon while intaking some of his oxygen. And they can do mind laundry while the sun cycle spins and the green light shines on her body and the visuals reflected are so inspiring. And her art loves him. Her beauty does its own admiring. And she loves all that her brow raises. And she visualizes her vibration raving as she swallows the taste of elevation. And they ride the elevator together like it's a star gateway to heaven, where black bodies share art, like conscious gas with finger painting. And he bears witness to her flowchart. Their fluidity is like a water park, where the creative vortex opens her up to more than just sex. And the moisture between her hips and thighs begins to vaporize right before his watchful eyes. And to develop her image, he returns to the dark where he likes her art. And his thought cloud takes to the sky like helium as he erects a billboard to honor the beauty within the sacred feminine. And she thinks he's smart. He loves her heart. He likes her art. But if only the camera captured more than the adoration of bare witnessing, the truth would be he cares for every part of me, as multiverses are verbalizing that I am not this body, but I'll be a work of art, and he can like it or not. And he loves my art.
Smooches, I know you like that. That was True Fire Electric. That's right. And that was Black Body Art. And it was written and recorded in 2012 by True Fire Electric. And we thought that one was so dope. And, you know, women are dope. You know, being feminine is one of the best things you can be. And sometimes, you know, you don't appreciate it until you get to the age of enlightenment or wisdom and you understand exactly why your X chromosome gave you a special edge in this universe and how you can just dive into the moon and play amongst the stars. And it feels real good to be a woman, the essence of women, the essence of women. To be able to bring life, to be able to carry light, to be able to hug and share your joys with your fellow sisters out there. Thinking out there for anybody out there that's listening in right now, would love to hear one of the sisters out there to support this radio adventure. This is one of the greatest shows that has ever been created. Created from a mustard seed, a small, tiny seed that was incepted, inception at inception. We knew how great this would be, and this is totally downloadable, so that's good for you. And you can also share our embedded player on your page, on your social networks, anywhere out there where you feel that it would have the greatest impact. And we're just asking for you to share it. Just share it. And don't forget some of the great people that we have played tonight, including Sade Burrell, motivational speaker, True Fire Electric, that's right, Fire Electric, and Jasmine Manns, There's so many great things that we'd like to share, but one of the things we're sharing tonight is women, women, women. And as I think about women, I think about some of the great things that women have done in the last 20 years. We have really opened up the windows and the doors to media. We've also been able to have a real presence in the boardroom. Women authors, you know, have always been around. Poetry, spoken word, you know, music. And, you know, when you think about some of the women who were struggling to make a living and then, you know, made, got recognized by something that they put their whole heart and passion into, that I have just got to give it up to women like J.K. Rowling. Also, women that have also been responsible for humanity, you know, humanitarian efforts out there. And we also would like to thank the women out there that are starting to evolve into some of the greatest leaders around. Men are starting to take advice and really implement some of the helpful advice that they're given by women. And it is changing the way that the world is being run. Also have to thank our head woman out there, Ms. Michelle Obama. You know, and I know that a lot of times people look at politics as one of the, you know, the deadly sins. But you know what? We have a woman out there that has not, given in to the worldview, but has just continued to be a very positive and pleasant person, period, whether she's a woman or not. And there's something to be said for that. Women have also, you know, been responsible for some of the men out there. And so I want to talk about one of the women here in the Newark, greater New York area. Jay-Z's mother has opened up a local restaurant in the Newark area. And I think about, you know, being the mother of someone who has really, really impacted his peers and his peer group to be able to come back and do something for yourself. And so, yes, Ms. Carter has opened up a restaurant for women and men, and it's a soul food restaurant, and it's located in Newark, New Jersey. I just want you to do your homework and just look around and find it, because definitely it is out there. We love to go every once in a while, but the food is good, and it's a woman who birthed a great man out there, and it feels good to know that women are doing, you know, their part. And with everything out there, we have really begin to shine. If you have a young woman in your life, or have you bumped into a young woman on your path recently, and it seems like the young woman needs some guidance but is not really looking for it, then you know what? I want you to think about utilizing your light in a different way. Think about utilizing it in an altered form so that the young woman can gather her thoughts and really take it in. So precious out there. There's so many things out there that we consider to be very precious. Life is one of them, and women are definitely one of the very precious things in life. Smooches. Now, this one here, I got to give it to you before we get out of here tonight. I'm not sure if I want to do this one yet. I'd like to go out with it to give you something a little special, some poetry that we tend to do on Tuesday nights. Because Tuesday nights is definitely our Speak Spit of Smooch Live, and all month long we've just been celebrating womanhood. So we don't always get an opportunity to give you our special spoken pieces or spoken word, but I'm pulling it up as we speak. This one right here, I like to play from time to time, and it's just a really fun track. It just makes me feel good. So I want to know what your feelings are on it. But this one I like. Check it out.
The pain the world's giving me, I can hope for love in the end, but eventually the truth sets in, the troops catch wind, and colors exhale, that's a hue blow spin, and cones get bent down the street where you was, spent the last 24 with my whole life looking for your love. To do all this dick dodging, independence and limits, so you can see that the house divided itself fall. That's what the O stands. Alimony, I threw the alley to your moaning, balling. I know the price you spent the nights holding me close to the flame, exhale the smoke, the phoenix, but you stuck on Alexander Wayne. It ain't the change that you prop for, that ain't the problem. But aside from more mothers to daughters, see yourself as divine water. All dimes get eyeball, Richard pocket skeleton, and to your wedding bellum. Design of heaven ain't in the clouds, this is G4. See more of a man's feet on the ground. He gon' be around to raise kings and queens, the family of the American dream. What's the love though?
Some hard, truly experiencing love. Truly experiencing love. Chantel, cherish husbands and not every label. Cherish husbands and not every label. Chanel, 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 Chantel, Chanel.
Smooches, that Chantel, Chantel. I love that right there. That's just the, you know, that just gives you the excitement of woman there, you know, just a man just, you know, sharing his words, you know, and it just sounds to me like he's just having a really good time with a celebration. You know, that's unfortunately the end of our show. We definitely will come back and end our 4-week long dedication to women next week. It's all about the women, 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 women of words. If you have special expressions, if you have poetry and prose, if you know what it feels like to be a woman, who knows? Please make sure you contact us at dreammakermaps@gmail.com. Again, that's dreammakermaps@gmail.com. We are here each and every Tuesday at 11 p.m. Eastern. Standard Time. And we have to give a shout-out on a special smooches to Hyper Literati. She came in last week. We also have Jada Jones at Jada Forever. We have our young ladies over at SoundCloud who support us each and every week, including Amani O, the poetess, and Dee Singleton. So please, please, please let us know if you would like to be a special guest on our show with a live and free exclusive view of you. So please connect with us at dreammakermaps@gmail.com. But you can always follow us on Twitter at Smooches Radio. We are now live and on photograph on the IG. That's right, Instagram. We are Smooches Radio. And again, we are here at Blog Talk Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/smoochesradio. And last but not least, Facebook it. That's right. Come and follow, friend, like us on Facebook, please, so that we can continue to share the love. That's right. We are the number one independent woman-owned radio venture, smooching love, hugs, and kisses all around the globe. Now, while you're waiting for the other blogs to do something new, Smooches Radio is always about you. Smooches, good night.